This morning we light the Christ candle to remind us of the risen Jesus' presence with us. And today we light the peace lamp, a symbol before us of the peace that Jesus speaks into our fear. For our hymn of gathering, we will be singing Voices Together number 10, Here in This Place. As we continue to journey in this season of Easter, I invite you to imagine this song on the lips of the disciples as they continue to dwell in that mysterious 40-day period of encounters with the risen Jesus, encounters on a mountain, behind locked doors, and on the beach. In those places, the new light of Christ streamed forth into their fears and dreamings. May that light stream forth this morning as well.
Please stand to sing number 10, Here in This Place.
I invite you to join me in our call to worship from Voices Together number 869. You will notice that this call to worship asks two groups to speak. Let's make the left, the piano side of the church, group one, and roughly to the middle there, and the right side of the church, group two, and we'll join together on the together parts. So let us speak together. We are a covenant people called to God by God, generation through generation. We are a covenant people, called to Jesus by Jesus, losing our life to gain our life. We are a covenant people, called to church by the church, weaving together the strong and the weak, the stranger and the friend. We are a covenant people, called to Jesus by Jesus, losing our life to gain our life. Renamed, reborn, renewed, we gather ourselves in a community of believers. We gather ourselves unto you. Good morning, covenant people, people called by God and gathered in the common pursuit of following Jesus. This morning, we continue in our worship series, Following Jesus as Anabaptists, Examining Our Roots, Imagining Our Future. Last week, we began our series by acknowledging the importance of staying true to our roots while also remaining open to growing wings and innovating as the Spirit calls us to new ventures of faith. Today, we will look at one important strand of the Anabaptist Mennonite root system, the strand of believers' baptism. The word believers in believers' baptism indicates something of the historical origin of Anabaptism, as well as a key feature of Anabaptist belief. Who should be baptized? Those who believe that Jesus is Lord and can offer a public confession of this belief for themselves. Last week, during experiencing the story, Claire reminded us of the beginnings of Anabaptism and how it really started to take shape with a meeting between three friends, George, Conrad, and Felix, and their decision to rebaptize each other in defiance of the laws of the state church, which mandated infant baptism. Because of their decision, Blaurock would later be executed by burning, and Mons by drowning. What did these early Anabaptists understand their adult baptism to mean, such that they were willing even to risk their lives for it? And what do we understand baptism to mean today for us? Today, we make ourselves ask these questions and other questions. For those of us who have been baptized already, and for those who maybe are wondering about baptism, we ask, what is all the fuss about? And these and any other questions you may ask today, may the peace of Christ be with you. Pray with me. God of the Red Sea, of the Jordan River, and of all the waters that you spread out upon the earth, we stand at the shore this morning, listening for you, ready to learn, ready to step in when you call. Lead us deeper in. Hold us as we follow Jesus under the water, and bring us to new birth through your love that never dies. Amen. So rest of the congregation, you didn't know this, but I'm going to call upon, let's say, five people to be a crowd. And you won't be up for long. You'll be sitting down shortly, but I need a little crowd to hang out with Greg up front here. Greg is going to hang out here. And then just five people. Yeah, you just need to stand with Greg. Awesome. Thanks, Jaron, John Eric, Nicole. Awesome. Okay. Test. Test. There we go. Perfect. Sorry. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. Look, I myself will be with you every day until the end of this present age. The crowd can disperse. Oh, use your mic, Greg. Mic.
Am I on? Yes, okay. Jesus, can I ask you a couple of follow-up questions regarding what you just said?
Oh, of course, Peter. Come on, come over here and sit. What is it you want to know?
I understand you want us to teach others everything you've commanded us. But I'm going to be honest. I'm struggling with the baptize part.
Why is that?
Well, how am I supposed to baptize others when I'm not so sure I understand the meaning of my own baptism?
Well, what do you mean? Don't you remember why you were baptized?
Kind of. I remember the day I went to see John in the Jordan. I remember he was preaching about the kingdom, coming kingdom of God, and calling us to repentance and new birth, to prepare ourselves for the kingdom by entering the waters of purification. I remember some of my other brothers were going in the water, and I felt the urge to follow too. But Jesus, I can't say I fully remember my reasons, and I don't know if I've thought about it much since that day.
Well, you're thinking about it now, aren't you?
Yeah, but I don't know how I'm supposed to think about it. Did it matter? Did I do it for the right reasons? Did it change me? When John plunged me under the water, I can't say I felt any different.
What were you expecting?
I don't know. Maybe a feeling that I'd changed. That something was different. Coming from the man who had the clouds part for him and a voice speak from heaven, I would think you might understand.
I do understand, Peter. I do understand. You wanted to know, or you want to know, that your baptism meant something and that it changed you. And guess what? It did.
Really? Because after the events of this last week, I don't know if there's much evidence of that change. Do you remember how I denied you? 3 times, no less.
I do remember that.
And now you want me to go tell others to be baptized. How am I supposed to call others to repentance and new birth through baptism when my own baptism didn't prevent me from dying you? Some big change.
Peter?
Yes, Lord?
Do you love me?
Yes, Lord. You know I love you.
Feed my lambs. Do you love me?
Yes, Lord. You know that I love you.
Take care of my sheep. Do you love me?
Lord, you know everything. You know I love you.
Feed my sheep. There. We've undone your denial, and we've helped you live into your baptism at the same time.
Excuse me? How have we done either?
Peter, your baptism wasn't just an event back then, and it wasn't meaningful because you experienced some grand change in that one moment and lived a spotless life afterwards. Your baptism back then testified to God already at work in you. And your baptism continues to be meaningful today because it opened a path for you to live for God. And it was on that path that I called you deeper into my mission. Do you remember that day you were fishing? I came and I called you and you left your nets and you followed me?
Yes, I do.
Your baptism prepared you for that. Do you know that?
It did.
It did. And yes, yes, you later denied me, but your baptism can help you make sense of that too.
How can that be? Isn't baptism about confessing our faith in God? How can my denial of you, God's Son, help me make sense of my baptism?
Peter, baptism is about dying to that part of us that would seek to live for ourselves alone. And it's about rising again to live a life for God and for others. By telling me you love me today, and by being willing to feed my sheep, You are dying to the fear and selfishness that led you to deny me. And you are living into your new life. You are claiming your baptism today. The good news of my resurrection is that our relationship can't be defined forever by your denial, because you can still choose to live for me today. So, don't get too caught up about what happened that day that you were baptized. Instead, claim your baptism today and tomorrow and in the future.
I think I'm beginning to understand.
Good. Then, go tell people that the water is ready and God is calling.
I will, Lord.
Our next hymn is called The Water is Ready, and this one Howie is going to sing for us, so just sit back and enjoy it. If you want to reference the words, they are in Voices Together number 458, but sit back and enjoy it. This will get us thinking and entering more into this story of baptism.
Zach sent out a recording earlier this week to me, and I've been sang it through a few times, and Dorothy and I are going to work together right now with it.
Howie and Dorothy. It's wonderful. This morning, as we've begun to explore the meaning of baptism, We've done so not primarily as an intellectual exercise where we debate things like Claire said, the proper method, the how of baptism, but as an exercise in understanding the who of baptism. The who here being the person seeking or receiving baptism, but also the who being the community baptizing, and of course the who being the God who calls people to the waters of baptism. For those here who have been baptized, I suspect that your experiences, like Claire said, are quite varied and diverse, not only in terms of the how of your baptism, be it by immersion or pouring or sprinkling, but also in terms of your baptism has been a part of your life stories. This morning, we have the privilege of hearing some reflections from Melody and Paul, Melody Clausen and Paul Fretz, who will share with us their experiences about their baptisms, as well as their thoughts about how they think about them today. So, Melody, I'll invite you to come up first. Thank you, Melody and Paul, for inviting us into your stories about your baptisms. One of the key learnings that I hope we can take away from today is that whatever our experiences of baptism, we are invited to see baptism as not simply a one-time event. Baptism is a crucial part of the root system of our faith that continues to empower us for our journey of walking in obedience to Jesus, an obedience that will also ask us to grow wings and venture out in new adventures of faith. So, we do well to remember our baptisms together from time to time. And we can do this in a couple of ways. First, for those of us who have been baptized, we can remember our baptism in order to renew the commitment that our baptisms ritualized. And second, as a faith community, we can remember our baptisms in order to invite those who have not yet been baptized and maybe wondering about baptism to consider whether God is calling them into this important step in their life and journey of faith. And we're going to now have an opportunity to practice these ways of remembering our baptisms through corporate prayers. So Carol, I'll get the screen on. Perfect. We're going to begin by speaking a prayer for those who have already been baptized. So whoever's been baptized, feel free to join along on this. And I would invite you, of course, to speak this prayer whether you've been baptized as a child or as an adult. I will read the leader portions, and those who have been baptized can read the portion for the baptized. So let's join together here. God of Covenant, when Jesus came up from the waters of baptism, you claimed him as your beloved child. Through Jesus, you claim everyone who comes to you as your beloved. As at baptism, we confess our faith in you today. By your Spirit, I will abide in your word as wisdom for my life. By your Spirit, I will give and receive counsel in the circle of your church. By your Spirit, I will live without giving into violence and take risks for what is good. By your Spirit, I will share in your mission for the world with courage and hope. Strengthen us, God of love. Bind us together as your baptized people, through Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now I invite the whole congregation to speak this second prayer, a prayer for those who may be wondering about baptism. And I will read the light print, and you can read the bold. God of wanderers and seekers, We pray for those who are exploring faith and those wondering about baptism. Be with them in their questioning, in their doubting, and in their wondering. Be with them in their confidence, in their desires, and in their hopes. Be with us in discerning our common life and guide our counsel. Open us to faith as it grows in ways both familiar and new, so that we may journey together as your beloved children. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who prayed that we might be one by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.